And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. As always, we are here talking about how you can use real estate to build wealth and passive, realized monthly income streams using real estate, both single family and multifamily, all the way up to 600 units. We also talk about building your team, because life and especially business, and real estate is a business. Again, whether it's a single family home or a 600 unit apartment, it's a business and it is a team sport. And then we talk about having the right map, because then and only then does all your hard work and dedication matter. I want to start by making an announcement that I goofed up last week. And that was the case study in the Dallas-Fort Worth office is this Tuesday, not last Tuesday. We moved it because of April 15th. We didn't want to have the case study the night before people's taxes were due. So it's actually tomorrow evening in the Dallas office. Now, what this is it's a free event for members and non-members, people who are thinking about joining Lifestyles Unlimited but want to check it out first. This is a free event in the Dallas-Fort Worth office where you can meet the members and mentors and actually see case studies of recent purchases, what we're doing in today's market right now, here and now. And you'll see two single-family case studies and one multifamily case study. The two single-family case studies are, well, all three of them are put on by volunteers. These are not paid spokesmen or anything like that. These are students who took our two-day class and then volunteered to come back up and share their stories with the other members. There should be about 200 people there. Again, members and non-members, this is a free event for anyone to attend. But if you would like to attend that and kind of see what's going on at Lifestyles Unlimited and see what it takes to start getting these rates of return that I'm talking about, 15%, 100%, and see how we're doing it live, this is a great place to do it and expose yourself to Lifestyles Unlimited and the concepts that we teach. So if you'd like to reserve a seat for that, please call this number right now. It's 866-945-6565, 866-945-6565. Click the Dallas-Fort Worth office and just ask about the case study, and they will give you the location and so on. Now, if you can't make it tomorrow night, they do have other events before the end of this month that you can register for that are free for non-members. So if you're not a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you want to attend a free workshop, a sample class, if you will, you've got the availability tomorrow night in Dallas-Fort Worth of the case study, or in any of the cities, or online this Thursday and this Saturday. So if any of those dates will work for you, call this number, 866-945-6565. Choose the city nearest you, or national and international if you're not near one of our cities, and ask about the free introductory workshop, or if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and can come tomorrow night, ask about that case study. It really is life-changing. For some of you, it will change your life that night for sure. Here's that number one more time, 866-945-6565, 866-945-6565. Okay, today I want to talk about something that came up on the weekend show. And yes, we're on 7 days a week, actually two times on Sunday, so technically eight times a week. But if you want to get that schedule, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. You can get the complete radio schedule there. You can also podcast the shows so that if you don't have time to listen to them, you can have them downloaded to your device and listen to them when you do have time. So check that out at lifestylesunlimited.com. But I got a phone call from a very interesting gentleman. I believe his name was Jim. And his point was, Steve, I've got a lot of money, but man, I'm already retired. I don't want to start running single family houses. I don't want to start running apartment complexes. Is there anything that I can do? And he was obviously a new listener, so he wasn't aware that that is an option for people. People with big chunks of money, like $50,000 or more, they all the time join up to Lifestyles Unlimited and just invest passively in other members' deals. This is what I do in my apartment complexes. Remember that I joke about the fact that of the 11 apartment complexes that I'm in, I've only seen maybe four or five of them. Literally. I've never even driven by the others. I don't know where they're at. I don't know. I don't have a key to the front door. I don't know the code to the front gate. I don't know anything. It is a completely passive or business for me. Now, my single family, I know where those are at. I manage those myself, and actually I'm managing them for my son till he graduates in a month. That is active or self-employed. So what I want the people with that are listening, sitting there going, man, I'm making 2-3% on my money, 5-7% on my money. You guys are making 15% and 100% on your money. I want some of that, but I don't want to go out there and completely relearn a new business. I don't want to go out there and buy a bunch of single family houses and start running them, or I don't want to buy an apartment. That's what we're here for. Now, many of the members, the majority of the members, I should say, go the other direction. They don't mind learning the business. They don't mind actually owning some property. They don't mind actually doing some of the work, because it really is easy to run 20 houses. It's a couple hours a month, and that's no exaggeration. 20 houses, a couple hours a month at most. Now, it may be 1 month where you work 10 hours in 1 month, but then there'll be 3 months where you work 0 hours. Of course, you do have to write your mortgages out, so that's an hour or so. But it is super easy. But I don't want to give that sales pitch or try to make that sale in your mind right now, because that's really not what I'm discussing. I'm discussing passive investing, which is what I'm doing, that completely eliminates the excuse of I don't want to go run rental property. I don't run my apartment complexes. Someone else does. They are a true business. And so there's a distinction I want you all to make in your mind. Two distinctions, really. The first is understanding the difference between dependent and independent. Many people think that they're independent when they get a job. They think that, yeah, that's from the time you were old enough to walk, people started telling you, you know, I want you to be independent. I want you to get your own job. I want you to get your own place to live. I want to get your own car, your own insurance, and just be independent. But there's a distinction that distinction is incorrect. That's not independent. Think about it. If you're 12 years old and you have to do a bunch of chores around the house to get an allowance at the end of the week, what stage are you in? Dependent or independent? You're in the dependent stage, aren't you? You're not independent. Well, think about this. If you go to a job, you get up and you go to Exxon as an engineer, and you do a bunch of chores so that you get a paycheck at the end of the week, have you moved to independent yet? No. You're still in the dependent stage, meaning instead of being dependent on your parents for income, you're dependent on a corporation for your income. See, that's still the dependent stage. Nothing wrong with that. You just don't want to think in your brain that you're independent yet. What is independent? Well, let's say that you go out and quit your job and buy a restaurant, or you buy a plumbing company, or you buy a bunch of real estate that you run yourself, not a passive. Now, I want to make that clear. You buy a bunch of real estate that you run yourself. That's the independent stage or self-employment. But here's the second major distinction I want you to make. Is that a business? No. See, here's the problem. So many people out there go out and buy a restaurant and they work in it, or they become doctors or attorneys or dentists, and they think, man, I own a business. But that's not really true. It's not a business unless, and here's the distinction, unless you can disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you were there. You have to be able to disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you're there for that to be a business. If you disappear and you make less money than if you're there, that's self-employment. That's still the independent stage in the maturity continuum. It's still the independent stage, but it's not a business yet. And we'll talk about a business when we come back from the break and how these passive investors are doing it. It's 866-606-TALK. If you've got a question, 866-606-8255. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. If you've got a question for me, you can join me now at 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. We're discussing passive investment or business ownership in the maturity continuum. Someone emailed me about that term. That term comes from the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. So if you want to read this in detail, pick up that book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. Okay, we'll get back to that. We're going to go to the phone lines now, which are open at 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255, and talk to Ismael from Fort Worth. Thank you so much for calling in today. How are you?
Fine, Steve. How are you?
Excellent. Did I get your name right?
Yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you did. It's pretty hard, but you did.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'm glad. How can I help?
Yeah. Well, I've got a couple of questions here. I'm trying to get into the apartment complex multifamily thing, and I have found three apartment complexes that are vacant, that are empty. I've looked for them on LoopNet. I don't see them anywhere. They're not listed because I've already talked to two of the owners. But here's my question is, how do I find investors for something like this, number one? And number two, what kind of documents are they going to need in order to assess these apartment complexes to see if it fits their needs?
Well, first off, let me tell you this, Ismael. It is very difficult. Now, I better preface this with, I'm not trying to be discouraging. In fact, I'm going to come back around and take some of this back in a minute to say that it can be done. But a totally vacant unit is very difficult and takes a very specific skill set to assess the value of it. So in answer to your first question, it's join a real estate investor group. People join us all the time so that they get access to other people that are like and kind-minded that want to invest in real estate. You could find investors for your deal at Lifestyles Unlimited. But okay, the other side of it is you could also get the education you're going to need to be able to do that deal right at Lifestyles Unlimited as well. So the key to it is all about education. Multifamily is a very challenging business, but it's so rewarding that it's worth it because your rates of return are so high. And when you see vacant units like that, that's like a value play. These are the types of deals that we make 100%+ rate of return on. So you're barking up the right tree. It's just very complex.
So in order for me to know what they're asking for as far as documents, I'd have to go through one of these Lifestyles classes or something?
I would. In other words, I know I'm giving you a sales pitch for Lifestyles Unlimited. I recognize that. But basically what you want in your deal are people who are almost as educated as you are in real estate investing. So what you do is you go out and you educate yourself. You could choose Lifestyles Unlimited to do that. So you get educated in the multifamily business model and you learn it. Then you take on partners that have also taken that class, and you have highly educated partners, which makes it very easy to do a partnership because they know what you know. And it's very powerful. If you try to do a partnership with people who don't understand the business model, then the minute something goes wrong, guess what? You got a war. Well, our partners, all of my partners in my apartment complexes, when something goes wrong, they go, yeah, I remember hearing about that in class. Okay, great. We'll go solve it, get it done, and move forward. So there's my sales pitch for, yeah, educate yourself first, then get out there and do it. But if you've got the skill set, and I'm not sure how you found these deals, but if you've got the skill set to get out there and find these deals, that's a big part of the game. So congratulations on that.
Well, let me ask you one quick question.
Sure.
Does an 18 to 20 cap rate sound kind of unusual? Because I talked to the owner of one of them, and he said the cap rate's probably going to be in the 18 to 20 range. It's been
I'd have to say he's probably exaggerating a little bit. If he sells it to you at the right price, then sure, there is a possibility of an 18% cap rate. But that would be pretty rare.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, you've answered my questions.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in. Have a great day. Yeah. And let me continue my sales pitch just for a second. Our students, multifamily students, have gone out after they take our classes and won city, state, and national Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year 8 of the last 8 years. And we're expected to win 2 more of them this year, so it'll be 9 of the last 9 years that our students and the business model that we teach has won the National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year Award. So learning our business model will make you more effective and make you more money than you'll ever spend at Lifestyles Unlimited, that's for sure. Okay, phone lines are open at 866-606-TALK. 866-606-8255. I'm going to use Ismail as a example, but he's the type person that you want leading your deal. He's aggressive. He's got that drive. He wants to be the lead investor. He just wants people to partner with him and put up some of the money. That is what I'm referring to by a lead investor. So what I do is I go out and I find lead investors, and usually, believe it or not, they've won an award or two. In other words, they've been named Real Estate Investor of the Year before. I look for those guys and gals who have won the Real Estate Investor of the Year awards. And then the next deal that they do, I then look at the numbers from their previous deal. And if they've been returning a 15% cash on cash or 115% in a value play, I go, let's see, won an award, has great rates of return. Yes, I'll put up $100,000 into your next deal. And that's how I choose my lead investors. And that's how if you're going to be passive, or let's get back to the point, you want to be a business owner, not self-employed, that is a fantastic way to do it. And how do you do it? You join a real estate investor group. Just make sure you join one that's credible. And we are credible. We've been here for 23 years, going on 24 years. Our students own literally 400 plus apartment complexes. There is a estimate out there that it's actually closer to 700 apartment complexes, but I'll stick with the 400-450 number to be conservative. They have won those awards year after year after year after year. This is the place. If you're going to get with the right people, this is the place. Okay, this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. If you've got a question for me, please give me a call at 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. If you've got a question for me about anything to do with real estate investing, maybe you've got a fear about doing it yourself, or a worry, a concern that says it doesn't work or it won't work for you, give me a call and I'll share with you the best practices in the business model to get past those fears and those worries, because anybody can do this. I promise you. I was a doggone health club instructor with bad credit and no money, and now I'm a principal in 4,000 units. Anybody can do this. Just give me a call and let's discuss those problems or concerns. If you feel like you got a dumb question or you feel a little shy, use a fake name, but But get that question answered. Don't let it fester. Don't let it hold you back. Don't let it paralyze you. 866-606-TALK. 866-606-8255. Or email me at asksteve@luinc.com. asksteve@luinc.com. Okay, got a couple of people here that are emailing me. They're members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and they want to renew their membership. That's perfectly fine, of course, but I can't renew your membership by email or over the radio. Just call your office, whichever office you joined at. Excuse me, tell them you want to renew your membership and they'll take care of you. It's 866-945-6565. 866-945-6565. Also, a person is asking about the case study in Dallas-Fort Worth. That's the same exact phone number. If you want to go to that case study tomorrow evening in Dallas, it's free to members and non-members. It's 866-945-6565. 866-945-6565. Let's go to an interesting question from a Cindy. Cindy says, I'm a real estate agent in San Antonio in the Hill Country. I currently have two multifamily properties being sold as a portfolio. I would like to send a flyer to your investors. Do I need to be a member to do so? No, you do not have to be a member. If I do not have to be a member, how would I go about sending the flyer to your investors? Well, Cindy, same phone number. Call 866-945-6565. Click on the San Antonio office and ask for the multifamily mentor. The multifamily mentor. That person will then get that listing to our agents. And they'll be happy to get it to our investors. That number again, Cindy, is 866-945-6565. 866-945-6565. His name is David Fisher. David Fisher. And he'll get that listing to those listings to the right person. Are we interested? Yes. So please, please call. Okay, phone lines are open. If you've got a question for me at 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. Now, here's an interesting question from an anonymous. It says, if you're on vacation, I assume you still answer phone calls from your tenants. That answer is yes. If there is an emergency like a busted pipe, do you contract a plumber to have them fix it while you are away? Yes. Another problem I have are people sucking up to me. I have been self-employed before, and a lot of customers called me just to chit-chat so they can ask for favors later on. On that one, no. My tenants never, ever call me except when they've got a problem, period. No chit-chat, no buddy-buddy. People sometimes are shocked when I explain to them that I'm not rude. I'm somewhere between, because here's the two ways of dealing with tenants that don't work. Super nice and rude. It's in between those two that you need to be. I like to call it professional. Just, yeah, matter of fact, sure, I'll take care of you. I still take care of them. So some people call me friendly, but I'm really more professional. I'm just on that edge of being just rude, but I'm not. And I hope that makes sense, and I hope you can understand the balance. If you're too nice, like you described, you're going to be a chump. If you're too mean, no one's ever going to lease from you, no one's ever going to want to do business with you. It's right smack in the middle is where you want to be, balanced right in the center. Now, the reason I wanted to answer this, because a lot of you, when I said, yes, I answer the phone for my, and this is single family only. Obviously, I don't answer the phone for the 4,000 units. But the single family homes that I'm managing for my son while he's in college, yeah, I take those phone calls. I don't care. I pick up the phone. This is a typical phone call. Hi, Steve. It's so-and-so from your unit on so-and-so drive. We have a roof leak in the bedroom. Okay, thank you. Click. Then I call my contractor. Say, Enrique, guess what? We've got a leak over on so-and-so street. Can you go take care of that? Yes. All right. Thanks a lot. I'll see you when I get back from vacation. And people are like, oh, my God, you took a phone call on vacation. Are you kidding me? I made $15,000 the day I bought that house. I'm making $400 a month profit off that house. I'm making a 30% rate of return or higher off that house. Do I really care if I take a two-minute phone call and then have to make another two-minute phone call? No. People, this business is easy. Easy. If you truly care about people and you really understand how much money you're making off of these houses, I used to love it. I still love it. When I would buy rent properties from people who had mismanaged them, they would be complaining and bitching and moaning and whining about dealing with tenants, about leasing, about this, about that. And I just politely listened and said, that's no problem. Let me take that problem away from you. I will buy your house. And since it's such a bad deal, you're going to give me a great discount on it. I'll be happy to take that problem from you because you're giving me such a great discount on the property. And of course, I go take it. I make $15,000 the day I close the deal, and I make $400 a month profit for the rest of my life. Because I know the right strategies. I know the best practices. I know the correct business model. And I do it right, for lack of a better phrase. You've got to know those best practices and the correct business model. And phone calls don't bother me at all, because I still look at the average. My average to run 20 houses is a couple hours a month. Couple hours a month. Now think about that. At 20 houses at $400 a month cash flow, that's $8,000 a month profit. For $8,000 a month profit, I work 2 or 3 hours. Puts it in perspective, doesn't it? Generally, I look at it this way. If I get no phone calls in 1 month and make $8,000, there was no cost to the phone call, no value to the phone call, because there was no phone call. But if I get one phone call, one roof leak in that month, does it make sense when I say that I just made $8,000 for taking that one phone call? Put it in perspective. That's the reality of real estate investing. Okay, phone lines are open at 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255, or email me at asksteve@luinc.com. asksteve@luinc.com. Okay, got an anonymous because he's at work. And basically, good Lord, this guy averages over $700. Oh, because he puts 50% down. That's an interesting strategy, keeping your risk, you know, much lower. Even though I don't think there's risk with debt on income-producing real estate. But, yeah, that's a strategy, and that's why you're getting those high rates of return, putting 50% down. I do want to ask, Anonymous, are you capturing equity in those deals? Because you don't describe the deal. Send me an email back. Tell me a little bit about the deal. I want to make sure you're capturing equity. In other words, I don't want to see you putting $50,000 down on a $100,000 house in 050. I want to see you buying a $100,000 house for 80 and putting 40 down. Hopefully that's what you're doing. Okay, phone lines are open at 866-606-TALK. 866-606-8255, or you can email me at asksteve@luinc.com. asksteve@luinc.com. One more time, we got another person asking me to reserve them a seat for the case study in Dallas. I cannot do that. I cannot reserve you a seat by email. You've got to call this number, 866-945-6565, 866-945-6565. Just ask about the case study in Dallas-Fort Worth tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. If you've got a question for me, give me a call at 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255, or you can email me your question at asksteve@luinc.com, asksteve@luinc.com. I just got a question, and I already replied to it, and I should have said it over the air. So let me just summarize it. The question is, what I think he was suggesting is he's in a rural area with very few comparable sales. Well, one of my strategies and one of the Lifestyles member strategies for single family homes is to always buy homes within a 30-minute circle of themselves. And generally you want that of your home or main place of business. But what if you're in a rural area and there really aren't that many homes in that area, or you're downtown and doggone it, the houses are just too expensive. They don't even fit our business model. You have to choose a 30-minute circle elsewhere. Yes, I realize it's going to end up being more than 30 minutes, but all we're suggesting is don't plop them all over the place. Don't get greedy. Don't get impatient. Excuse me. And just start buying everything that you can find anywhere on the map. Take a 30-minute circle. So let's say you live in downtown Houston. Well, the 30-minute circle for you, you may not be able to get the houses and the we want because they're so high priced when you get in that downtown area. So what members do is they'll choose a place like Humble, or they'll choose a place like Katy, Texas, which sits just on the outskirts of Houston. Then they draw a circle from the downtown Katy of 30 minutes and buy everything in that circle. So I hope that helps, and I hope that makes sense. Because, yes, there are certain people who are in certain areas where because of the pricing or because it's a rural area and there just aren't enough houses in that area, you're going to have to go to one of these bedroom communities like Katy, Texas, or the outskirts of whatever major city you're on. I get this question all the time where people will say to me, oh, man, I live in L.A., the cheapest house here is $250,000. Really? So the people working at McDonald's there in L.A. live in $250,000 houses? No. They live somewhere, don't they? They do. You've got to find those areas and find those $100,000, $135,000 houses, and that's where you want to invest, right in that target price range. Okay, phone lines are open at 866-606-TALK. Let's go to the phone lines to Rockwall, Texas, and talk to Anthony. Anthony, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, good question. If you're trying to find a house, like a foreclosure to live in, you mm-hmm. try to find a real estate agent, are they going to treat you differently?
I'm not sure what you mean. Compared to an investor versus an owner-occupant?
Yes. You're trying to find a foreclosure just to fix it up and live in it. Is a real estate agent? How do you look for a real estate agent?
Same way. There's no difference. No difference. And they shouldn't treat you differently. The only thing you may experience is sometimes with certain real estate agents, when you tell them you're an investor, they get a little gun shy. They get a little nervous. But when you're saying, hey, I'm an owner-occupant, that's who they deal with 99% of the time. So they're going to love you as an owner-occupant.
Okay, so they don't care if you're looking for a low-price house, try to fix it.
No, that wouldn't bother them at all. It shouldn't. And if it does, hang up the phone and call another agent.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you very much.
Bye. All right, Anthony, thanks a lot for calling in. Good luck. All right, if you've got a question for me, we are in the last few minutes of the show, so please call now, 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255, or email me at asksteve@luinc.com. asksteve@luinc.com. And please remember that email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anything that you have a question about, you're too shy to call in, then use the email. You feel like it's a dumb question and don't want to embarrass yourself on the radio, then use the email. And I promise you, I will reply to it myself. I do not have a team of people doing this. I get 100+ emails a day. I return every one of them myself. So email me at asksteve@luinc.com. Asksteve@luinc.com. All right. In closing, there's two big distinctions I want you to take away from today's show. And they have to do with moving from the dependent stage of your life, where you're dependent on a job or corporation for your income, moving to independent, that's when you're self-employed, and then moving to a business owner. And the two distinctions are, no, when you get a job, that is not the independent stage of your life. You're still in a dependent stage of your life, because whether you get an allowance from your parents or you get an allowance from a corporation, you're still in the dependent stage. The second major distinction is those of you that have bought businesses, quote unquote, I want you to ask the question, if you're a doctor, you're an attorney, you're a roofer, you're a contractor, can you disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you're there? Only if that answer is yes, is that a true business. You may own the business, but if you're still working in the business, it's really not a true business yet. It's just self-employment. And what I wanted to talk to people about today was, if you've got $50,000, $100,000, massive amounts of money like that, and those are big numbers if you know what you're doing with your money, you have the opportunity to invest in real estate without dealing with tenants, toilets, and taxes, without doing, even though I admit it's easy as pie to deal with tenants, toilets, and taxes. Some of you still don't want to do it. That's okay. Do like I do. Invest passively in other people's deals. And where's the best place to find those deals? At Lifestyles Unlimited. And that leads me to the last one more time. I want to announce, tomorrow evening in the Dallas-Fort Worth office, there will be a case study. That's a live event where you can go and meet the members and mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited. You can see what they're doing. You can ask them questions. You can just expose yourself to the whole concept of Lifestyles Unlimited and real estate investing. And it's free. It's for members and non-members. So if you'd like to go to that, call right now, please. It's 866-945-6565, 866-945-6565, and ask for the next upcoming case study. Hit the Dallas-Fort Worth office, 866-945-6565. All right, this has been the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.